I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. An investigation into townhouses being constructed at the corner of Lammy Lane and Broadmoor Boulevard has found that the structures are legally permitted. The investigation, launched by Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo and headed by Chief Operations Officer Jimmy Bryant, found that the Kingsport Corporation is building the townhouses legally and went through all the appropriate channels to secure the permits to do the work. Bryant says it appears the project is allowed under old and new zoning ordinances. More than two dozen residents from a neighborhood next to the complex were in attendance at a community meeting last night regarding the matter. They did not like the outcome, prompting several questions into the focus of the investigation as well as the possibility of litigation in the future. The administrator of claims arising from the 2010 Gulf of Mexico oil spill says more than half of the payments from a $500 million second round of seafood industry claims have been distributed. Patrick Juneau says that the program has resulted in $296 million in payments to over 2,600 claimants. The $2.3 billion seafood compensation program set aside money within the larger 2012 oil spill settlement to pay commercial fishermen, vessel owners, and other seafood workers. More than $1 billion was distributed in the first phase. The second phase, authorized by the court in November, involves $500 million. Juneau says he expects second phase payments of the remaining balance to continue over the next 4 to 6 months. Candidates running for governor must report by Wednesday on how much they raised during 2014. It's expected Senator David Vitter will report the most at around $4 million, and Lieutenant Governor Jay Darden says on the Jim Inkster Show that he's raised about half that.
And we'll have about $2.2 million raised for the race, and I think about $1.6 or so, $1.5 in the bank.
Public Service Commissioner Scott Angel previously has stated that he raised $1.5 million in 2014, while the lone Democrat in the race, State Representative John Bell Edwards, says he's raised $1 million. Darden says he knows Vitter will have the most money available, but that should not decide the election.
If money's going to buy the governor's office, he'll win it. But money is not going to buy Louisiana governor's office, and I think it's going to be a very competitive race.
The former state senator and secretary of state also announced that his run for governor will be the last office he runs for.